This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Welcome to this week's show. Oh, I have something that is very exciting for me. One of my favorite acts. You know, I worked with literally hundreds of professional entertainers, many, many of whom were very talented, professional, and funny. But when I get pushed in a corner and asked who my favorite was, I always had to say Larry Miller. And you're in for a treat because I have some live comedy recorded from Larry Miller back in the early 80s. It's so original, so funny. This guy is definitely one of the best stand-up comics, but that's not how most people know him. He is a fairly famous TV and movie star. That's right, on television, he appeared in Mad About You, in the cartoon show Dilbert, Boston Legal. These were all regular roles, but he had many drop-ins. In fact, he had over 100 TV appearances, including a couple on the TV show Monk, one of my favorites, and another one of my favorites, NCIS. So Larry is well-versed in television, but that's not all. He's been in over 40 movies, the most famous being all the Nutty Professor series and the Princess Diary series. And he's very first, he was the suck-up guy in the movie Pretty Woman as a store clerk. It's a fairly famous scene from Pretty Woman, and him and Richard Gere go at it. It's really hilarious stuff. But so in this podcast, I'm going to share some great material from Larry Miller, but I wanted to offer a little bit extra. So as in some of the recent shows, I'm also sharing some old radio promotions done by my good friends, Paul Robbins and Phil Cowan. Now, these guys were pretty hot DJs back in the day on a radio station called Y92 here in Sacramento. Paul and Phil was the name of the radio show. You might recognize them. They went on and won two Emmys on the Discovery Channel as the Answer Guys. But anyway, long before that, they were terrific supporters of Laughs Unlimited. We brought literally dozens of comics into their radio show, and I had them do radio promotions or ads to help me get my club going back in the day. So what we're going to do is we're going to share one of those promos from Paul and Phil. Then we're going to have some terrific, clean stand-up comedy from my good friend Larry Miller. And then we'll have one more of the radio promos from Paul and Phil, and that'll be this week's show. I know it'll be entertaining, it'll be different, it'll be interesting, and just so happy that you're here listening to it. Okay, enough jibber-jabber, let's get started. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Miller, live on stage, right after this important message.
The name's Jack Hammer, paramedic. My partner Bill and I work the toughest beat in town. Tuesday through Sunday nights, our ambulance is parked right here in Firehouse Alley, outside Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento.
The things we've seen this place do to people.
That's right. Top name comedy acts from L.A., San Francisco, New York.
And now a full-service bar.
Hey, don't get us wrong. We got a sense of humor. We think people should have a good time.
Yeah, but...
But Laughs Unlimited is just too much entertainment.
Yeah, these comics are professionals, okay? New shows every week.
Yeah, easy, Bill, easy. Guess some people can't take all that humor. They start laughing, they just snap. Here we go again. Come on, Bill.
Right.
Stand back. Back. Give him room. Eyes are rolled back. Oxygen, Bill. Start an IV.
He's not coming around.
Let's get him to emergency. Move.
Right.
Out of the way. Get out. When will you people learn? I'd like to know the name of the comic who did this. Who's in there?
Mr. Larry Miller. Mr. Larry Miller.
Hi. Thanks, folks. Hope you're having fun so far. Apparently not. No. And this has been a good week here. People drink a lot here. Be careful, though. You know, indoors is no problem. You know you're drunk indoors when you go to brush something off your shoulder and it's the floor. That's a handy tip. But people want to know, when should I not drive? When have you had too much to drink and should not drive? Watch for these helpful tips. Number one, the car is big. It's a lot bigger than when you started out. It's like you're driving a Winnebago now. All of a sudden, that steering wheel is 10 feet wide. You're like, trying to focus. What the hell was that? Jeez, I can't see anything, you know. Unless you use one eye somehow. Oh, this is much better now. Yeah, we'll be okay, honey. You know, I don't know. One eye is better. I don't know why. See? Cigarette smokers have a problem sometimes. They can't get that car lighter back in the little hole. Spend a couple of minutes making the Olympic sign on the dashboard there, you know. I got it out. You ever take that lighter and shake it, throw it out the window? You know? Well, you feel like a real Rhodes Scholar then, huh, folks? You know when you can drink, by the way? Be careful, because we got Thanksgiving coming up. You know, you go home for the holidays. No, you like going home, because you have a great holiday with your folks. You have a great meal. Your whole youth is here. Do you realize... I was back at my high school. You could be 1,000 years old. You still call the old teachers Mr. Do you know what I mean? You could be Secretary of State. It's still Mr. Cooper, Mr. Cooper. Do you remember when we set you on fire? By the way, you got a light. These are exciting times, by the way. It's not just Thanksgiving. Just put that down anywhere. You know, President Reagan is in Geneva now. He's going to be meeting with the Russian guy, their new guy, Gorbachev. Which I don't even know why they picked him, Gorbachev. He doesn't look sick. The Russians. We know the Russians too well by now. We know one of their leaders disappears for 11 months with a bad cold. All right, to prove he's still alive, they show films of the guy in college. Next thing you know, the da 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 da. You ever notice the Russians salute like the Klingons, by the way? You ever notice that? Think about that. The Russians. Look, you like President Reagan, you don't like him, but when he ordered those Navy jets to take the terrorists down over Italy, tell me you didn't walk around for a week going, yeah, we bad. All right? That's our problem. We don't back up anything we say. We talk like Rambo. We act like Bambi. Which makes us bimbos. We don't back up. Did you read? You know, every so often, we're finally starting to send those Cuban mental patients back. The one Castro sent, the criminally insane guys, the 3,000 guys. To me, we should back this up. I say not only send them back, I say we send some of ours. Not 3,000, just send the varsity. Manson, Hinckley, Chapman, those guys. Yeah, the A-team. We go with our starters. Folks, look, hey, folks, let's be honest. When you're talking about lunatics, I don't think the Cubans know who they're messing with. You know, we got to go with our strength, and hey, if you're looking for out-and-out maniacs, we can match them man for man any day. You know, we have some very creative guys. You know, we can... We could go to Cuba and just stand there, you know. All right, who you got? Come on. Now, you got a guy who thinks he's Napoleon.
Ooh.
Hey, what are you kidding me? We got a guy over here can't get a date with an actress, so he shoots the president. All right, come on. Who else you got? Come on. They'd be like Roberto Duran. No mas. People are more selfish today. I just broke up with someone. The last thing she said to me was, you'll never find anyone like me again. And I'm thinking, I should hope not. Isn't this why you break up with people? If I don't want you, why would I want someone just like you? Anybody here end a bad relationship and then say, by the way, do you have a twin? People do this, you know, people are crazy. C- couples break up, get back together 6 months later? Or worse, when married couples get divorced and remarried? That's wild. To me, that's like eating your cereal in the morning and going, oh, this milk is sour. Yeah, maybe tomorrow it'll be fresh. Do you follow this? I think you do. Men are so stupid anyway. Men don't even understand that women are psychic. You know, men think they can fool women. They can never fool women. You know, my girlfriend is back in New York now. I know if after this show, if a woman comes up to me, she could be married, standing there with her husband. If she says hello to me, I know in the middle of the night in New York, my girlfriend just went...
I'll kill him.
Most men don't understand that. Men can come back from trips, hi, honey, gee, and then women just go, I, you know, they know like that. Come on. Well, men are stupid anyway. We think we're tough, see? We think we're living in a beer commercial. Just climbing mountains, jumping out of airplanes, things we all do. It's so stupid. I love where he's on the yacht going around the world. He's on the rigging with a beer. Yeah, you ever drink beer on a boat? Now comes vomit time. For all you do, this bucket's for you. As long as the Russians are advertising, in fact, in our country, let's see some equal time. Let's see a Russian beer commercial with 10 prisoners in Siberia going,
it doesn't get any better than this.
Now, I like beer, but to show you how this works on men's minds, by the way, all American beers have twist-off caps, which makes you look tough. You pop, here, honey. You beer drinkers know Budweiser takes one bottle out of every six-pack, and they spot-weld the cap. You ever get one of those? They take lug nut wrenches from the tire stores. They go over to the bottle. All right, it's not an important talent, but where else could I use it? Where would you use it? Men are fools. That's the theme of this part of the show. It is. We think we're... That's the whole thing. Men think they're tough and, you know... Because men will do anything to impress women. Women know this because they have to look at it, you know. Watch men on dates. Men on dates are always doing that.
It's all happening now. Watch me work.
You know, and the women are thinking...
Idiot.
Yes, I'm having fun.
Men are fools.
You know when the breakdown comes between men and women in communication? The first breakdown. You remember a day in sixth grade when they took all the girls out of the room to see that special movie? That was it. What was in that movie, by the way? Yeah, they never told us. They sent us to play kickball. I'll never forget the look on the girls' faces coming back in the room, though.
No, not me.
Because before that day in sixth grade, see, everything is innocent. Do you believe, by the way, have you been reading that they want to put birth control in the schools now? Am I the only one who thinks this is just crazy? They say they want to lower the teenage pregnancy rate. Do you know what the answer to this? You know what the real answer to this is? The parents say they don't want their kids learning about sex in school. To me, it's so simple. You want to lower the teenage pregnancy rate? I say, have sex education, but have them teach it wrong. Think about it. Kids will figure it out eventually, right? For a few years at least, this will confuse them. Get them into class, make something up. Back to back, kids. You're terrific.
Oh, thank you.
It's great. Great idea. Birth control in the schools. Let's not stop there, folks. As long as we're going to put all these adult experiences in the school, let's get them car loans, mortgages. Come on, let's pack the schools. That way, at least the kids will have the whole afternoon free to go someplace to learn to read and write. But it's so ridiculous, birth control. And every year comes up prayer in the school, sex education. Folks, there has always been prayer in the school. Oh, anytime I took a math test. You could hear me down the hall, you know.
Help me, God.
As long as there is algebra, there will be prayer in the schools. That's that. But you see, your life is different when you're young. See, when you're very little, do you realize you have to learn how to lie in life? If you're very small, if you're like 6 years old, you always tell the truth because you think everything you do is great anyway. If your father says to you, did you spray paint the dog blue? You just, yes. It throws your father off.
Don't do it again.
You know, you have to learn how to lie, see? You know, how brutal kids are. You're sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table with one of your heavyset aunts. Kids will just say, well, maybe if you didn't eat so much, you wouldn't be so fat. Ow! Oh. Well, look at her. But you know, see, your mother will say later, oh, honey, don't say that. You tell the white lie, tell she's dressed nicely. So you're learning how to lie. See, next Thanksgiving, what a lovely dress. Does it come in small sizes? Ow! Well, look at her. So you're learning how to lie. Here's a tip that works your whole adult life. You know someone's about to lie to you when they pretend they didn't hear the question. Think about that. If you say to someone, hey, did you take my last beer in the refrigerator? If the guy goes, What's that?
He's thinking of a lie.
And if he coughs, too, if he goes,
Tremendous lie coming up.
Your parents always knew you were lying anyway. You remember that. If you don't, you were wrong. Your parents always knew. All parents always know. Because they all play the same game, too. When they catch you lying, they don't confront you right away. Parents never just, smack, you lie. Parents don't do that. Parents try and get you to lie more. Hang yourself. It's true. It's worse with me. My father's a lawyer. When he caught you lying, he'd give you that, well, tell me, Larry. If that's your real name. They caught me lying. I cut out of school once. You know, they always wait till you're sitting at the dinner table, too. You think you made it. Then Dad starts asking questions designed to get you to lie more. You know.
How was school today, son?
So you go, Well, we had a student council meeting. I went to football. Now, your mother's stirring the soup weeping. She knows you're lying. Then your father pulls some incredible proof on you. Well, how do you explain this? You know, he's got a photograph of you bowling, you know. Oh, waiting for the ball to come back. That's fun going home, though, boy, because your outlook changes. See, the older you get, your outlook changes. That's the way it's supposed to be, though. There are certain things you should not do after certain ages. If you're over 30 and you still lean out car windows going, woo!
You're an idiot. You should be slapped and then sterilized so it could not happen again.
The only only time in our lives we like to get old is when we're little kids. But I can't even do it. Now, I'm over 30 now. I can't even feel comfortable buying blue jeans anymore. I don't even know that. I swear I go and I don't even know how to distinguish. You got boot cut, straight leg, zip up, button down. I don't even know. Shrink to fit. Those are the ones the Russians like, you know, the shrink to fit. It's true. Well, that's their whole philosophy. Poland, Hungary, Afghanistan, shrink to fit.
Comrade, Nicaragua is still a little loose. Run them through the dryer again. We want them to fit just like Cuba.
Well, some of these have a point to them. But boy, when you get older, and your outlook changes. You know, because we thought we were tough in school. You know, the worst thing we ever brought into class really was bubble gum. The teacher always gave you that. Well, did you bring enough gum for everyone? There's a little lesson there. You know, today, Billy, is that a syringe in your arm?
Well, did you bring enough heroin for everyone? No? How about me?
Solid. Recess! But again, the only time in our lives we like to get old, and I don't understand this, is when we're little kids. Think about this. If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging, you think in fractions. How old are you?
4 and a half. Yeah, you're never 36 and a half.
4 and a half, and going on 5. See, that's the key. You're going on. When you get into your teens, they can't hold you back. You go right to the next whole number. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. Now, you could be 10. See, but you're going to be. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. But it has a nice sound to it. So you become 21. Yes, but you turn 30.
Whoa. What happened there?
Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned, we had to throw him out. But it's no fun anymore. What went wrong? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40.
Stay over there.
But you're slipping away. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, then you reach 50. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, and you make it to 60. And then, folks, then you become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, you make it to 60, but then you built up so much speed, you hit 70. After that, it's day by day. After that, you hit Wednesday. You get into your 80s, you hit lunch. So you turn 4:30. See, it's very small. Now, into the 90s, you start going backwards. I was just 92. But a strange thing happens, folks. If you can make it over 100, you become a little kid again.
I'm 104 and a half.
So watch for these warning signs of aging. They can happen at any time. I don't care how young you think you are. Number one, you know you're getting old when you find yourself watching golf on TV and enjoying it. When that announcer says, "Let's watch," and you do, number two, you know you're getting old when you find yourself humming to elevator music. That'll throw a scare into you in the supermarket. Well, you know, you're walking down the aisles. Raindrops are falling on my head. 2 for $29. You know, you're getting old when you find yourself standing on your front lawn yelling at teenagers in cars. You know, slow down! Punk. See, that's another thing about music, young music. When I'm getting to a point now, I can't listen to AM music. To me, it's just all junk. I say to them, that's junk, garbage, it's junk, it's the music, it's not even music, it's junk, it's crap, you know. And some kid said to me, well, what about when you were young and listened to your rock and roll music? And I said, that was different. How was it different? I said, first of all, because... And he had me there. I couldn't think of something. Of course, I know I'm right. That's another sign, agent. You know, you're right when you say, I'm the only one who knows what's going on. No one ever listens to me. But boy, you know you're getting old when you find yourself buying records on television. In fact, any time you write down a toll-free number. If that's starting to sound good to you, I get the knives, too. Ooh, you don't. If that's starting to sound good to you, honey, I get the knives, too. You know. And the last step in this process, folks, it happens to everyone, and you'll know you've taken over from your parents then. Can you imagine the day you'll be having an argument with a kid of yours, the kid turns to you and says, well, you don't understand. Boom. Me not understand. Me? Honey, wasn't I cool once? I was pretty hip for a while, wasn't I? And at that second, the phone rings, and it's your parents going, ha, ha. See, and the cycle is complete. Now you're mom and dad. See, now you get bad gifts on your birthday. So, hello, Sacramento. Yeah, last night here. What's going on here? Anything I should know about? I know you're getting, you got a new sports team here. A joke I don't even get. See, jokes for no reason, apparently. And there's a team, right? There's a basketball team, right? A pro team? Yellow. Gee, it's nice to see that. The Kings, right? Are they not a good team? Yeah. Oh, the Kinks. That's a bad nickname to start right out with, I guess, the first season. And no one is, they're not. That's what I'm saying. Sports are not good here. No one should invest in. I was at the World Series this year. That was fun. It's different from TV, you know. Because you know how the batters hit the foul balls into the stands? These balls go like rockets. They're like... The announcer always says, now there's a lucky fan, you know. Whoa. You ever catch a baseball at 1,000 miles an hour? With your face? Yeah, sure is lucky, huh? They don't... They don't tell you that when the ball came in, this poor guy was reaching for a hot dog. Lucky, he's down there. That's two, please.
Whoa! Jesus, my eye! God, it hit my eye!
Boy, am I lucky. Oh, what tremendous good fortune on my part. The announcer says, well, that fan has a nice souvenir. Yeah, brain damage. What a wonderful souvenir. Guys leaving the game. Gee, that was fun. Oh, there's a tremendous pain there now. I'm not happy at all. Did you know we had baseball in the Olympics? Last year? Well, that was kind of cool, except... Did you get the feeling we pushed that one through? You don't figure Egypt lobbied real hard for baseball, do you? You know?
Bunt.
It's a subtle game. Don't you feel that? I have to feel that. I didn't miss the Russians last year, frankly, into the Olympics. I don't particularly trust them with the hormones, the steroids, the... Look at their athletes sometimes. Webbed hands, Spock ears, you know. They hold the discus in their mouths, you know. Kind of like,
Into the parking lot. Good toss.
Try complaining to their athletes sometimes, or their coaches. You know, pardon me, I couldn't help noticing your fellows climbing from hurdle to hurdle without touching the ground. Jeez, I don't think feet should have thumbs, I'll be honest with you. That's. I think there's a rule about that. Have you seen some of these East German women? They're like Ed Asner. He's a nice man, don't get me wrong. Russians. Boy, this whole terrorist thing, too. You know who the terrorists are who really scare me? The guys who drive the trucks into the walls. Those guys, they just, boy. I mean, how much would you have to drink before that started sounding like a good idea? that's the bottom line here. Could someone talk you into that the night before in a bar?
Okay, so I'm in the truck, yeah. All right, now I'm at, yeah, on the steering wheel is locked. Oh, okay, yeah, and I got the dynamite next to me. Ooh, geez, I'll tell you what, all right. Boy, you didn't tell me that, okay. And that's why I'm glad we're speaking. Oh, one more drink. What are these anyway? Kamikazes, all right. All right, now, and I head right into the wall, yeah, and pretty much die. Let's do it. I like it. Where's his ego? Doesn't he want to live and get cable and see the Kings play? Doesn't he want those things? They head right into that wall, boy. I always wondered two things about those guys. One, do they use seatbelts? And two, 11 seconds before he hits that wall, does he have a moment of clarity? Through the drugs, through the fanaticism, one moment of just...
Bad idea.
That would make me feel better.
Americans have different problems on our roads. You know, there's one traffic jam that really drives you berserk. The lowest of the... It's when the one that's caused by one cop going 55. Boy, you hate it when you finally pull up to him and he's just driving. State police are always the hardest to deal with because, well, it's those hats. That's a bad hat, folks. I'm sorry. It's hard to take him seriously when he wears that hat. When he comes over to you, do you know how fast you were going? It's just...
Gee, sir, that's a bad hat. I'm sorry. I can't deal with you with that hat because if you just look at yourself... No, that's a very bad hat, sir. Gee, that's awfully bad, you know.
That's the payback for being a trooper. Okay, man, here are your guns, but you got to wear these hats. Oh, that's a bad hat. Boy, I'll tell you, though, the lowest on any highway, the lowest, is those people who go 45 in the left-hand lane. Jeez. Oh, if we ever bring back hanging. I'm sorry, there's got to be someone here tonight who does that, so stop it. Because you're wrong and we're right. Oh, does that make me mad? Does that make you mad? I think we all do the same thing, too. You get so mad, you pull around the guy, and you... That's about it. You just look at him, really, a couple of times. I guess you want to make sure someone's in the car, you know. But you can't pull a Dukes of Hazzard, you know.
Well, I think you heard why Larry's one of my favorite all-time stand-up acts. And again, I got to qualify that. I have enjoyed literally hundreds of professional entertainers over my time in the comedy business. In fact, I'm still producing shows. So there's no such thing as a favorite. But when pushed into a corner, Larry Miller was the guy, and you just heard why. Hey, thanks for joining us for this week's show. Before we end, here's one more promo by Paul and Phil, and then we'll close again this week's show. Okay, hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to share right after this message.
Reason number 12 why you should be at Laughs Unlimited, Sacramento's only all-comedy nightclub.
Okay, let's see what's playing here.
Something good, I hope. Any horror movies?
Flickview's got a double billing. Weed Eater Massacre and They Sucked Their Eyes.
Nah, I seen them.
How about this women's prison film, Breakout Baby?
I thought that was about acne.
It could be. Tower's got Gone with the Wind, Citizen Kane, Casablanca, and Yentl.
That's all trash. There's never any...
Hey, relax. I'll make some genetic foods, international coffee.
Mmm. Smells like orange.
It's Cafe Naval.
Consider the options and then come to Laughs Unlimited in Firehouse Alley, Old Sacramento. For the cost of a mediocre movie, you can catch top-notch comics from around the world live and on stage at Sacramento's only all-comedy showroom, Laughs Unlimited. Call 446-5905 for information and reservations. That's 446-5905.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, Visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.